Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Matthew 21, and in verse 28, Jesus said, "What do you think? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said to him, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.'" Now, who is this man representative of? Isn't this represent the Lord? And the two sons, who's that represent? Us. Right? So if the Lord comes to you and says, calls your name, and son or daughter, go do this for me today. Should there be any deliberation about this?
No, sir.
Any hesitation?
No.
Huh?
No, sir.
But is there?
Yes.
In reality, in life,
yes.
Do people miss God every day? And one of the big things is they don't realize it's the Lord. They're just thinking it's people or it's the church or the ministries or this and that, and they don't see Him. But He said, one of His sons answered and said, "I will not. I'm not going." Would anybody do that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? I'm talking about with the Lord now, would anybody do that? Look at the Lord and say, mm-mm. The Lord said, "You go do this now for me today." And you go, "Well, I have other plans." Would anybody do that? It happens by the millions. Every day. They're not seeing it. They're not calling it that. But it's happening. You and I might not like to admit it, but there's been times in our life. I lost part of the crowd there. You know, the Lord dealt with us. And let me tell you how a lot of people get around it. The Lord didn't speak to us always in an audible voice or an open vision. Most of the time, it's by the inward witness. Not even a voice. A knowing. A sense. But if you walk close to God and you commune with Him, this becomes very, very real to you. And He'll deal with you about something to stop doing something. You'll have a check. Or He'll prompt you to do something and you'll have a witness to do something. But then you got your flesh. Huh? And your flesh is a different deal. Depending on how renewed your mind is or how much you're yielding to your flesh cannot want to do it. So it comes up in your heart and you think, your flesh don't want to do it. So, if you don't want to do it, you're looking for ways to get out. And the enemy is right there ready to help you. And so he brings to your thought, "That's not God. We don't know what that is. But we don't think it's God." And if your flesh is looking for an out, you jump on that and you go, "Yeah. Yeah, we don't know what that is. But that's not God, no." Because if it's God, and we know it, and we admit it, what is there left to do?
Do it.
Most people that are Christians, they're not just going to stand up and go, "It's God, and I know it's God, but I ain't doing it." Not many people are going to do that. So what are they going to do? Got to play games with their self. Is anybody with me on this morning? Now, you know it's true. We just don't know. I don't know what that is. Boy, as soon as you start agreeing with that, well, the enemy is right there to reinforce it. Yeah. No, we don't know what that is. Well, what does that mean? I can keep doing it.
Yeah.
Something I shouldn't be doing. I can keep doing it. Because
right.
No, we don't know. Or I don't have to do it because, it's not God. No. Only problem is, 3 days later, here comes something and you need to hear from God.
Right?
Right?
Right.
And you're checking your heart. And you got something, but this is the same thing that you said day before yesterday wasn't God. So who is it today? And you have confused yourself. This will give you light on this. Hold your place right here and go to James. We're talking about being led by the Spirit now, aren't we? Is it important? Well, there's not many things much more important you could talk about. He said in James 1 and 22. James 1, 22. What does it say? But be ye, in other words, you be what?
Doers
of the word and not hearers only. What's the next phrase?
Deceiving
your own selves. How do people get deceived? Who deceived them? And how did they deceive their own self? Well, friend, if this is the only thing you got this morning, and you got this clear, this can change your whole life right here. You show me somebody who is confused, who is despondent and aggravated and frustrated and don't know what's God and don't know what to do and what do I do and is it God and is it not? I'll show you somebody that back before yesterday or last week or last year, they knew something was God and they didn't do it. Did you hear me? And so when you don't do, what happens? You deceive yourself. Well, what does deceive mean? You believe a lie, right? See, when the Lord deals with you about something and you know it's right and you know it's true, but your flesh don't want to do it. And you, whether it comes through somebody else's mouth or you see it in the word, or you see it, whatever how you see it, but you know it's God, but you don't want it to be that way. And so you don't accept it. If you don't accept the truth, what else is there? If you don't accept the truth, there's nothing else to believe but lies. But the devil is right there ready with plenty of lies for you to believe, right? And what happens then? You are deceived. You said, yeah, I like that better. I like the sound of that. In your heart, you know it ain't true, but you like it. Because if I believe that, then I can keep doing what I want to do. And I don't have to change. That's why some people started coming to this church and quit. Don't anymore. And not just this church, a lot of churches. Right? That's why Paul talked about in the last days there'd come times when people would want preachers, you know, because they have itching ears. Tell me what I want to hear. Tell me that my sin is okay. Tell me I can just keep working on it for another 10 years and the Lord knows that I'm weak and He understands and it's okay because I have a problem and I'm working on it. That means you're in sin and you haven't repented. And there's no excuse. None. But see, folks don't like things that cut and dry. They don't like things that black and white. So they want alternatives. Give me another option. I don't like that. No. I've had people come to me and ask me questions. And I said, got your Bible right there. Turn to here. Had them read it. They read it. And it just answered their question. Just, there it is. And they looked at me and said, well, I don't like that. Well, I can't change it. I can't rewrite this. You can't either, so what do we do now? Well, you deceive yourself. If you want to stay sharp, if you want to stay clear, if you want to stay close to God, if you want, when God deals with you, you know it immediately. You know it's Him. You know it's right. You're not confused. You're not vacillating. What must you do? Every time He shows you something, you do it. When He shows you something tomorrow, you do it. He deals with you to change, you change. He deals with you to stop, you stop. He deals with you to begin, you begin. And if you do that day in and day out, you will keep your spirit clear. And the things of God will be very definite and distinct to you. And you'll not be confused. Why? Because you're not deceiving yourself. Because you are a doer. What is this clarity of spirit worth? I mean, one of the most tormenting things in life is confusion. Not knowing, is this God? Is it not? Is it me? Do I do it? Do I don't? I don't want to miss God. You're not supposed to be like that. I'm not supposed to be like that. He said, my sheep know my voice. Stranger's voice, they won't follow. He orders our steps. He directs our paths. We have an unction of the Holy One, and we know all things that we need to know. But if you want to keep it like that, what must happen? Every day, every night. And so you might be able to fool some people about what you know and don't know, but God knows what you know and don't know. Amen. Say it out loud, doer.
Doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
A real doer.
A real doer.
Every day and every night doer.
Every day and every night doer.
Of the Word of God.
Of the Word of God.
Go back to Matthew 21, please. Does this have anything to do with the kingdom?
Yes.
It's only the doers who enter into the kingdom of God and advance in the things of the kingdom of God. Now let's look at Matthew 21, verse 28 again. He said, a certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and he said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He came to this son, and this son wasn't ready. Was he? He wasn't thinking right. He had too much going on in his own life and personal stuff or whatever. I don't know what his reasons were, but he said, son, go work today. Right now, here it is. Go do it. Got something for you to do. Go do it in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. No, now I've got some stuff I've been planning now for 6 months. And it's coming today and I got everything lined up and I just can't do it. I'm sorry, but I can't. Maybe next time. I can't do it. No. But what happened? But afterward, he repented and did what? And went. Can you blow it and still get it right?
Yes.
Can you run your mouth and say and do stuff that you ought not say and do and still get it right and go on and do it and still qualify? Can you? Every one of us ought to be shouting about that. Right? Yes! 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 Because of the mercy of God and the blood of the Lamb. Yes! Yes!
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Kingdom Business, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402G. That's R1402G, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.